all of us love flowers, that's a given, but I could claim many of us don't know much about them, like their names, their different types, colors, well, except for the one flower that enchants us all, the rose. Ancient Persians came up with the idea of making the most of the rose's heavenly scent. They were the first people in the world who produced and later developed rose water.
Many of us have been searching for a paradise in the skies above. While down here on our own planet, there are places that closely match our thoughts of a real heaven.
It is an ocean of flowers, a rose paradise. Barzokh is the name of a city situated some 30 kilometers away from the edge of Iran's central desert. This city is the biggest producer of rose water in the Middle East and one of the biggest in the world, with more than 1,100 hectares of rose gardens. In fact, these aromatic flowers are the main drive behind the economy in this region. During sunrise, the fragrance of sweet roses starts to fill the air in Barzokh. It works as an alarm clock, and that is when farmers come to the orchard to pick the freshly bloomed flowers. They have only 3 to 4 hours to do so before the temperature rises. And it's very important to send these flowers to the distillery centers as quickly as possible in order to maintain the quality and the fragrance of rose water.
First, the flowers and the water go into handmade copper pots. Then they are boiled for between 4 to 5 hours. The final product is pure Iranian rose water.
Roses have been entwined with the livelihood of people in this region for hundreds of years. And this is a very particular kind of rose which is very fragrant. That's why the people of Iran call it Gol-e Muhammadi, after the Prophet of Islam. And this is due to the Islamic background of the people of Iran and the respect that they have for the Prophet of Islam. And this shows exactly how important this flower is to the people in this country.
The roses are also spiritually important to the people of Barzokh. Every year, farmers and distillery owners dedicate a part of their finest product for washing the Kaaba, Muslims' prayer destination and the holiest site of Islam. That's why the people of Barzokh believe that rose water is sacred. In Barzokh, roses mean jobs and money for the locals, next to other products like fruits and carpets.
As the demand grows for the rose water produced here in Barzokh, traditional distilleries become inadequate. That's why several factories such as this one have been built around town in order to mass produce rose water and other herbal extracts in the industrial level. This thin layer of oil which you see on top of rose water is pure rose extract. It's very expensive, the cream of the crop. It's usually exported to some European countries, especially to France. In France, they use it as the base for some of the perfume.
در خود کاشان تولید گل ما 7000 تونه. که تولید گلابش میشه 10000 تن گلاب سنگین. تبدیل به بسته‌بندی بشه، این هولوش 1 میلیون تن گلاب فقط میشه.
Barzokh has a unique architecture of its own that follows a pattern of straight lines, narrow alleys, and adobe walls. This city is always open to visitors. But there are no official hotels in Barzokh, but that's not a problem either. There is always somebody here to greet you with open arms.
As
سلام عرض میکنم. حال شما خوبه؟
اون بافت قدیمی و با ارزشی که امروز هست، نوع ساختار، نوع زندگی و نوع اون گذشته ما هستش تو این منطقه. به همین خاطر ما تمام تمرکزمون گذاشتیم برای اینکه انشالله این منطقه رو به همون حالت سنتی و قدیمی حفظش بکنیم.
و این خونه در واقع یه خونه مرده بود. ما اومدیم بازسازیش کردیم کلن برای مهمونای عزیز. قدمت اینجا حدود 250 سال هستش. بعد نوع ساخت اینجا همه از سنگ و گل و خشت و کاهگل و چوب هست.
And finally it was time for hospitality, the Barzokhi way.
کارجوش غذای شهر برزوک که الان براتون درست میکنم ببینید. ما برای درست کردن کارجوش از این مواد نیاز داریم، مثل جوره آب، نعنا، پیاز، کشک، روغن و گردو. ما کشک رو توی ظرفی به نام کساب که با دست میسابیم، آب رو میریزیم، میسابیم، با دست میسابیم. ظرف رو میذاریم رو چراغ. پیازداغ رو از قبل آماده کردم. ما آب و کشک رو بهش اضافه میکنیم. زمانی که کمی ظرفمون گرم شد کافی هستش. نعناداغمون رو از قبل آماده کردم. الان به کالجوشمون اضافه میکنیم. الان کالجوشمون دیگه تقریبا آماده است.
To eat the kaljush, firstly, you have to break a few chunks of this traditional dried bread, which is very rich in fiber, into the bowl. You sprinkle it with a little bit of ground walnuts.
I discovered Barzokh to be one of the few places where the grass was greener and the taste of life was sweeter. Amir Mehdi Kazemi for Iran.